mercy and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Our text this morning is the lesson which you heard just a moment ago, Jeremiah chapter 5, verses 20 through 22. Dear Christian friends, I think right about now, we could probably all use a trip to the beach. Malibu, California. 21 miles of sand stretching along the Pacific shoreline. Crystal white, glistening in the sun. The waves come rolling in, not the biggest, but beautifully formed, cresting, breaking, and then running up on the sand. Again and again. And again and again, they retreat. They'll come once more to threaten the sand, but always they fall back. Just up the coast a bit, the rocky cliffs come right down to the water. Here, the waves and the land clash. Nothing gentle here. The surf roars, the waves crash against the rocks, water sprays high up in the air. But the cliffs win. The waves fall back. The waves always fall back. Once, there was a silly old ram. Thought he'd punch a hole in a dam. No one could make that ram scram. He kept butting that dam. 'Cause he had high hopes. Well, regardless of what Frank Sinatra used to sing, that ram was a fool. The waves always fall back. The cliffs stand firm. And long before that steel-reinforced concrete shows a crack, that ram's horns will crumble. Hear this, you foolish and senseless people who have eyes but see not, who have ears but hear not. Do you not fear me, declares the Lord? Do you not tremble before me? I place the sand as the boundary for the sea, a perpetual barrier that it cannot pass. Though the waves toss, they cannot prevail. Though they roar, they cannot pass over it. The sand, the cliffs, they're just insignificant little creations of mine, and yet the power of the ocean cannot prevail against them. Are you fool enough to think that you can prevail against me? Who would be that kind of fool? Well, I suppose we could begin with a society that no doubt We'll let Justin Timberlake and Janet Jackson offer their, their mandatory disclaimers, and then giggle all the way home, probably to their beach houses in Malibu. Well, we could begin there, because just a couple of verses before our text, Jeremiah cites as one of the sins of great concern each man neighing after his neighbor's wife. We could start there. Well, we ought not end there, because Jeremiah offers that sin just as a symptom. The real sin that he's concerned about is idolatry. Flat out trying to replace God. Wash away the beach, bring down the cliffs. It's not going to happen. But you have eyes to see. You have ears to hear. And you know what the most popular form of idolatry is. You know everybody's favorite god. And you know that pastors and theology professors and SEM students are some of the most likely to worship it. We're the ones who get to stand up in front of a bunch of people and be the answer man. And if you're a pastor or a professor, you're always right. If you're a student, soon enough. You haven't got an answer from God's word, or you don't know the answer, go ahead, make one up. It'll probably fly. You might even find out later that it was more or less compatible with Scripture. And if not, you can argue the case. We are the ones who are called to serve, to get down and dirty in caring for the eternal salvation of souls. But the nice thing is, we're mostly the boss. Nobody checks up on us all that much. You get to set the agenda. Nobody knows as much about this church business as we do. Let's see. What is it exactly that we're called to do? Yes. We are the ones who are set apart to be God's representatives. And you know, that's a great place from which to play God. You have eyes to see. You have ears to hear. And you know that old sinful nature is still inside you. You know his favorite God. You know that. So then, why are you such a fool? You've done it, you do it, you keep on doing it. Why? Trying to be God is slamming against the cliffs. It's butting your head against concrete. It ain't gonna work. The waves always fall back. We're not God. God is God. And if we ever got to be God, then position, heal yourself. see how well you do when the ailment is eternal death. Do you not fear me, declares the Lord? Do you not tremble before me? God will always be God. Thank God. The Lord will always be God, despite our foolish seeking to prevail against Him. Despite our foolish slamming against the cliffs, God will always do what God will do. We want to be God, but God won't abdicate being God. He won't leave us to our futile best shot. The only God who is God is the God who is the Savior of His foolish people. He'll never stop being that. He can't. Nothing can prevail upon Him to abandon us, try as we might. Again and again and again. God will go to the cross for us, despite our thanks but no thanks. God will absolve us in His word and sacraments, despite our lack of interest. God will be our God for all eternity, despite our affinity for the God that our sinful nature chooses. God will even let us represent Him, despite all of our feeble attempts to replace Him. You have eyes. You have ears. And God has given you a new heart, one that does fear your God, one that does love your God, one that does trust in your God. You're no fool. And you will not be moved. Though the waters roar and foam, and the mountains do fall into the midst of the sea. Amen. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.